is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump basked in his impeachment victory Thursday, waving a banner with a newspaper headline reading, "Acquitted." The U.S. Senate voted not to impeach him Wednesday. President Trump could potentially become the first president to be reelected after facing impeachment. Here's AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
This is certainly a victory for the president. He was facing conviction and removal from office. His Republican senators really rallied behind him with one exception. He will, of course, always have a stain on his legacy. He is an impeached president. He's really united behind him.
The Democrats running to face Trump as the Democratic presidential nominee compete next in New Hampshire, a primary in that deal, which would be a first between the U.S. and an African country. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's top trading partner more than a decade ago. The U.S. State Department announced Wednesday that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would visit Africa in February and for the first time, with stops in Angola, Ethiopia, and Senegal. The death toll in the avalanche disaster in Turkey has risen to 41, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency. Search teams aided by dogs are scanning the avalanche fields for bodies. The first avalanche late Tuesday killed five people in eastern Van province, which borders Iran. After about 300 emergency workers were called to respond, a second avalanche struck the rescuers. This is VOA News. There's been a sharp increase in Israeli-Palestinian violence with a series of recent clashes and attacks. Palestinians blame U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed peace plan, which many say favors Israel. 13 Israeli soldiers have been wounded in Palestinian attacks, and two Palestinians are dead. Virus death toll in mainland China hit 563 Thursday, as even more people on a quarantine cruise liner in Japan have tested positive.
Called virus deaths in China. Over 70 people died in 24 hours. The official death toll now stands at well over 500. Outside of the mainland, Japan has been one of the worst hit. In the run-up to the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics, it now has 45 confirmed cases. A large part of that number was from a cruise ship, now under quarantine just outside Tokyo. As of Thursday, 20 passengers on board are now confirmed to have the virus, but nearly 200 are still waiting for their results.
That was Michelle Hennessy reporting for Reuters. The spread of the coronavirus in mainland China and over a dozen countries is alarming health experts. Soraya Ali of Reuters gives some information on who is most vulnerable.
So far, researchers say those with pre-existing medical conditions and the elderly are most vulnerable to severe illness from the virus. The WHO says particularly those with respiratory problems. But according to China's National Health Commission, people of all ages can become infected and everyone should take steps to protect themselves.
That was Soraya Hennessy reporting for Reuters. Kirk Douglas, one of the last survivors of Hollywood's golden age, has died at the age of 103. His son, actor Michael Douglas, announced his father's death Wednesday afternoon in Los Angeles. Douglas appeared in 90 films over a 60-year career. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
He was simply an American original.
I'm not afraid of emotion. When I paint the sun, I want to make people feel it revolving, giving off light and heat.
Kirk Douglas, the intense actor with the chiseled, dimpled chin, has died, according to his family. He was 103. Douglas brought his dynamic, powerful presence to the big screen in more than 80 films, including Spartacus and The Champion.
People cheering for me. Death, didn't you hear him?
Nominated for an Academy Award but never winning three times, Douglas received an honorary Oscar in 1996. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on this and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.